Thousands of agents are being enlisted in the search for the perpetrators of the terror attacks. The initial search stretches from Canada to Florida, where terrorists may have attended a flight school. NPR's Joe Palca spoke about the latest developments with Alex Chadwick.
Joe, more details are beginning to emerge this morning about the investigations into who's responsible for these attacks. What do we know so far?
Well, Alex, we learned yesterday that the FBI thought they knew the identities of many of the people involved in this incident. But the LA Times is reporting in this morning's editions that there may be as many as 50 people who either supported or carried out these strikes, according to a source familiar with the investigation. Now, the FBI has estimated that there were between 12 and 24 hijackers on the plane, so that would mean, if the math is right, that there's another 26 or so that were actually not on planes but were involved. According to the LA Times paper sources, about 40 of the people are accounted for, including those that were killed in the suicide attacks, but 10 remain at large. Investigators have been going up and down the East Coast, combing the apartments of some of these people that they've been able to find, looking for clues and details about who they are and what their business was. They've found credit card receipts that seem to point to the fact that these hijackers were taking flight training courses in the United States. As many as 27 of the suspects may have taken these flight training programs, according to the newspaper. And another interesting thing, according to the LA Times, is that all of the suspects carried Middle East passports. The FBI has dispatched a lot of agents to Florida to figure out what's going on, because that's where a lot of the flight training schools appear to be. Both the LA Times and CNN are identifying one of the hijackers as Adnan Zakana Bukhari from Saudi Arabia.
These planes, Joe, that are involved in the attacks on Tuesday, the flights originated at three airports: Boston Logan Airport, Newark International Airport in New Jersey, just across the river from Manhattan, and Dulles International Airport, which is outside Washington. So how do the investigators follow leads to get them down to Florida?
Well, some of the trail comes from studying flight manifests. They actually look through the names of the people that the airlines collected for the passengers and use that to follow each person and try to find out where they were from. This information appears to have come from a car that was confiscated at Logan Airport with apparently Virginia tags, and inside the car was a training manual, an Arabic, a flight training video, and a calculator that pilots used to determine fuel consumption during a flight. And in the flight manual, apparently there was an indication of a school in Florida.
Joe, there is this story of the plane that crashed outside of Pittsburgh. What is it that we know about that?
Well, evidently, after taking off from Newark Airport on the way to San Francisco, passengers became aware that the World Trade Center had been bombed.
This is after they'd already been hijacked.
Right. They'd been hijacked. They knew something was happening. And according to cell phone conversations that came back to relatives on the ground, they decided to take over the plane and crash it intentionally in order not to have it go into a building, whatever its target might have been.
There are still these 10 people believed to be involved in the attacks who are at large.
Yes, that's true, at least if the newspaper reports are accurate. But the other thing the newspaper is saying is that one of the reasons that the United States decided to continue to suspend air flights in this country is they didn't want any of these people able to flee the country on a commercial flight. So it's not just for safety and security of passengers who might want to travel in the United States, but apparently also to keep potential perpetrators of this crime from fleeing the country.
NPR's Joe Palca and Alex Chadwick.